Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli Daf Chav Zayin, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis of Medalef, the last line, Tani Ad Shalei Egiya. Tani Ad Shalei Egiya Zman Bi'uoi At Mevaoi B'chol Doba. Meshigiya Zman Bi'uoi At Mevaoi B'Sefer. Ve'asya Kub Yehuda. We have one Beis that says, before the time of Bi'u arrives, one may destroy it in any way. Once the time of Bi'u arrives, that it becomes obligatory to destroy it, it must be destroyed through burning, and this follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If Tani Tani actually gives man biuri and mevari besefer, which he gives man biuri and mevari bechol dava ve'asin kurabonon. A second bais says that before the time of biur arrives, one must destroy it through burning. Once the time of biur arrives, one may destroy it in any other way rather than being limited in the way one may burn it, thereby possibly causing someone not to destroy it. And as far as the opinion of the rabbonon of the chachamim, Rebbe Oime tashpisu somi batechem. Rebbe says in the Baisa, destroy soil from your houses, the Pasuk says, in a way that prevents Balimatse, which is the Chometz being visible and found, is achieved through burning. Rebbe Yumye Boy, Petech Amo, Shehemis, Bemahu, Misase, Be'arifa, Oi, Beskila. Rebbe Yumye asked a question, if a firstborn donkey killed a person, how is it put to death? By breaking its neck or by stoning? Any other animal that killed a person is stoned. On the other hand, if the owner of the firstborn donkey does not wish to redeem it, its neck is broken. It's unclear which of these deaths should be applied to the donkey that killed. Should it be treated with the more stringent death of stoning because of the act that it did? Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi Shal, Chaleis Toida Shenasu Noisa. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi asked, according to the Rabbanon, loaves of a Toida offering that became Noisa, they were not eaten before the prescribed time. How are they destroyed on Erev Pesach after the time of Biur? Through burning, like all other Noisa, or in any way, like all other Chomets? Neime imnasu Noisa ad chule yigiyaz man bi'uray ad mevarim b'chol dava. Veshigiyaz man bi'uron ad mevarim b'sefer. And we answer, if it became Noisa before the time of Biur, which is that the mitzvah of burning Noisa had already come, it's destroyed through burning. If it was after the time of Biur that the mitzvah of destroying had already come, it's destroyed in any way.